Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy Leo Prada Miller, aka Prada.
I'm dedicated to a new one, but I just gotta reminisce.
Some rock. Turn up.
I used to look at you like you was a goddess. Red heels and lipstick that match your purses and wallets. With all that ass and the cash in the bag, rocking Prada. Give me that stare, girl, while I help you take that top off. Where you're walking got me feeling like you're new to me. Who are me, and if you move the hips, it's cool with me. Now you're distant from my world, and as I write the song, memories of your hatred's what makes me write alone. You hate me now, don't care for the fact you hate me now. Don't miss the days when you lay a phone and then lay me down. It's colder on the other side, now you on another's mind. Take it back to 13 in the summertime. I'm moving on to better things, I hate to reminisce. Even though I'm still trapped in the box you left me in. Sometimes I think about my future and you come to mind. But then again you ignore my love for another's line. This ain't the first time you broke my heart and left it shattered in the middle of the road. Where do I start? With the lies, deception. You might remember how I gave my all to you and slept through nights to stress. It's knife to chest, but fuck it, your own news. Thought I would just address it for the next one you blow through. Nowadays I'm dedicated to a new one, ain't lost hope. So where's that man you slumped me for? Thought so. I used to look at you like you was a goddess. Red heels and lipstick that match your purses and wallets. With all that ass and the cash in the bag, rocking Prada. Give me that stare, girl, while I help you take that top off. I used to look at you like you was a goddess. Red heels and lipstick that match your purses and wallets. With all that ass and the cash in the bag, rocking Prada. Give me that stare, girl, while I help you take that top off. Where you're walking got me feeling like you're new to me. Who are me, and if you move the hips, it's cool with me. Now you're distant from my world, and as I write the song, memories of your hatred's what makes me write alone.
Yo, this the Kid No Sleeping. You rocking with True Radio ENT. Hottest radio out here. And remember, I am crack. They take drugs. Team No Sleep. No days off. Huh?
What's happening, everybody? What's happening? I'm your host for tonight, Prodigal. For those who don't know me, Leo Prodamilla, you hear me? Hey, man, we got a dope show planned for y'all tonight. You feel me? We got a dope interview from the homie Millie Two Commas. Standout Gang will definitely be in the building, you hear me? We got some good music for y'all tonight, some exclusives. Some more exclusives, man. Y'all know I keep my ear to the streets with these independent artists. I'm always watching, seeing who grinding, you heard me? Like, that's just, hey, man, like, I love to see artists out here grinding, getting it out the mud, man. Like, you ain't taking no handout, you feel me? And if you do be asking for help, then nobody want to help you, then you go get it, then you throw dirt on other people. Not really throw dirt, but you ball on people who say that you couldn't do it, you're right. I love seeing that, you feel me? Out the muck, out the mud, you feel me? Hey, that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? So, man, shout out to my co-host, Devin. She couldn't be here tonight. I think she got tied up doing some personal things, you feel me? But much love to her, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homie G, you feel me? I know he been grinding up a check with his brand and whatnot, man. But I'm going to go ahead and put it out here, though. If you tuned in right now, man, press that number one to talk with your boy. What you got new? What you think about the news? What y'all think about the Paris thing, man? What y'all think about the whole Paris thing? You know, I want to hear people's thoughts, you feel me? I want to hear what people have to say, you feel me? So y'all press that number one button. If you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, tell them to call in 646-478-3665, you heard me? Once again, that's 646-478-3665 and press the number one button. But right about now, though, we go get into some more music, man, while we wait for more people to call in, you feel me? There's some more people to call in and whatnot, you know. I can't complain, man. Life is good. I've been grinding, man, with this new video I'm about to be dropping soon. You know, life is good. I can't complain about it, man. Shout out to everybody who done seen that, but you know, shout out to everybody who done watched it, who shared it, and whatnot. Shout out to my cousins, man, who really been supporting me. You know, so with this new thing, man. But right about now, we're going to get into some more music. We're going to get into that Tribal of Pronto. I need that moolah ASAP. Pronto, like, y'all, you hear me? Hey, you know what's happening. The Avenue Talks. We keep our ear in the streets. Let's get it. Tribal of Pronto.
Say, fun on the beat. Hey, man. Where's the fucking money, man? I gave you 3 days. I don't give a fuck what Tony said. Where's the fucking money? Trubala wants his money. Fucking bastard.
12 bands for a show.
For a show.
Better have it at the door. Club swole, now took a soul lie. Oh no no, nigga better have my dough.
Have my dough.
You better all try and lotto.
Try
and lotto. I want my cat nine, not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Put your ass in check, nigga cut the check. For the chopper, open up a nigga chest like a cardo. But I'm really tryna lay low.
Tryna lay low.
I just need my whole bankroll. Underlay with a peso. You better break me up, Bronco. Bitch, I'm making balls, no head honcho. I made my own cheese, so it's nachos. Yo, homes, I ain't playing with these vatos. So I need my shit like Pronto. Man, I need my cheese like Pronto. All them choppers gon' squeeze like Pronto. ASAP, nigga, Pronto. Like Pronto, like Pronto. I can fuck your bitch like Pronto. Yeah, that money come quick like Pronto. Underlay, underlay, nigga, Pronto. Like Pronto, like Pronto. Man, I need my cheese like Pronto. All them bullets gon' squeeze. Like Pronto, ASAP, nigga Pronto. Like Pronto, like Pronto. I can fuck your bitch like Pronto. Yeah, the money come quick like Pronto. Underlay, underlay, nigga Pronto. Like Pronto, like Pronto. I just seen your hoe. Now she calling my phone. Said she getting off work. And she tryna slide through Pronto. I'm just getting to the money. Bet you never seen it coming. If you owe me, better have them bands right. But I'm cannon, turn this bitch into a drum line. But I'm really tryna lay low. I just need my whole bankroll. Underlay with a peso. You better break me up pronto. Bitch, I'm making balls, no head honcho. I made my own cheese, so it's nachos. No homes, I ain't playing with these vatos. So I need my shit like pronto. I need my cheese like pronto.
chopper gon' squeeze like pronto. ASAP, nigga, pronto. Like pronto, like pronto. I can fuck your bitch like pronto. Yeah, that money come quick like pronto. Underlay, underlay, nigga, pronto. Like pronto, like pronto.
Man, I need my tea like pronto. All the bullets gon' squeeze like pronto. ASAP, nigga, pronto. Like pronto, like pronto. I can fuck your bitch like pronto. Yeah, the money come quick like pronto. Underlay, underlay, nigga, pronto. Like pronto, like pronto.
I know you see me in the field. Yeah, I'm just trying to stack a meal. A nigga grinding for a deal. Forever I'ma keep it
a confident
real.
Fellow, not prop, I'm just mellow. I step in your building, expect to the ceiling. Some dollars that's proper for a walk-through. Not to mention plenty bitches I can talk to. I am God, God, I am God. Please do not fuck with me, please do not fuck with me. Glock in my custody, you could adopt. Don't press your luck with me, moment is stuck with me. Crashing my car, I'm swerving these lanes and I'm picturing far. I never got the stunt on these fake hoes. How I never got drunk and blew your bankroll. How I never got a crib in Miami. A crib for my family, a crib for the fake friends to slide through and plan me. Blowing my money, it gets out of hand. See, I do what I do until I die for the last seat. I've been coming home late night. Chatting with these bitches, running game on these hoes. You the one I'm giving great pipe. I've been coming home late night. Plotting, I've been scheming, I've been locking up my dream. Cause nigga, I'm just trying to get right. Get right.
I know you see me in the field. Yeah, I'm just trying to stack a meal. A nigga grinding for a deal. Forever I'ma keep it real. I know you see me in the field. Yeah, I'm just trying to stack a meal. A nigga grinding for a deal. Forever I'ma keep it real.
Twerking cause a young nigga working. Busting cause a young nigga hustling. Fucking with it, never the discussion. She giving a nigga head. No concussion. Now the nigga gon' stop her. Stop her.
I know you see me in the field.
In the hood with them choppers. The trap with them niggas that cut it the proper. J Wreck on my roster. My day one nigga. He just set the thoroughbred. Got the A1 nigga. What you say, my nigga? She a ghost. So that hoe come and lay my nigga. Yeah, you can have mine.
A nigga grinding for a deal.
In March, I met Tayus. Production was fire. Now we on the grind.
I know you see me in the field. Yeah, I'm just trying to stack a meal. A nigga grinding for a deal. Forever I'ma keep it real. I know you see me in the field. Yeah, I'm just trying to stack a meal. A nigga grinding for a deal. Forever I'ma keep it real.
And just like that, man, we back, man. Shots to Homie East Styles from Cleveland. You heard me. I think I got one more, a special guest on the line for the night. Yo, G.
What's going on, man?
What's going on with you, bro?
Not too much. Just sitting up here waiting for the show. No, we're listening to the show, Robin.
Man, that's what it is, dog. Man, I appreciate you co-hosting with me tonight, dog. My co-host can call tonight,
problem.
You feel me?
No problem. No problem at all, man. What's going on with tonight? What we up to?
Man, cooling, man. You know, so we got the homie Millie coming through for the night for an interview. you know what I'm saying, and really just contemplating and really just thinking back over the news, you feel me, of like what's going on with the whole thing with Paris and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Like that stuff was crazy though.
Yeah, I've been keeping up with it, but not really keeping up with it. It's so much going on right now with Paris and the stuff going on over in Africa, and
that
now
too.
The French are bombing ISIS, and you know everybody's up in arms. And you know there's
right.
a lot of talk going around, but there's a lot of other things going on as well. You know, it's crazy because you know we tend to focus on one thing, but there's so much else going on that needs our focus as well, especially, you know, in our Black communities and our
right.
Hispanic communities and this, that, and the other, you know. And, you know, it's time for us to wake up completely, you know, not open an eye halfway and just look at certain things, but, you know, open both eyes and start looking at all of this as a whole, man, because it's getting ridiculous out there.
All right. You know, like I felt the same way too. Cause I was thinking about like, okay, like I seen like all over Facebook, people changing their Facebook profiles. You know what I'm saying, to support them. And I'm not saying don't support them. My deepest sympathy goes out to Paris and goes out to Africa and other places that ISIS has been bombing. You know what I'm saying, my deepest sympathy goes out to them. But why is it that when something national, well, not even national, but why is it when something international like that happens, everybody want to jump on the bandwagon, but
right.
if a black person kills another black person, everybody just acts like it's a way of life.
I agree,
you know what I'm saying?
I agree. I was reading something the other day. Was it Spike Lee talking about that, or somebody was talking about, you know, we all up in arms about what's going on across seas and everything, but you know, we're not looking right here in our own neighborhoods at what's going on because it's become such a norm. And then,
right.
you know, that needs to cease and desist, man. I mean, you can't go and seek peace and live in chaos.
Right.
You know, that's not the way it should work. If we're gonna seek
right.
peace, you gotta seek peace on all ends. You know, but there's so many people now that, you know, and with you know, all of these different factions out, people, you know, using religion and using race and using, you know, whatever other excuses that they need to create these means of madness. And then it's like, okay, when does it stop? And that's the answer
right.
nobody can give anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I understand definitely what you're saying, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you can't use religion or race to back that up with. That's just, it's just madness. I can't even say I understand where you're coming from, because I don't. Because even if you use religion won't tell you to do that, no matter what religion it is. Because no religion don't believe in violence, you know, unless you're a Satanist, you know what I'm saying? At least from what I know, I may be wrong. But you know what I'm saying? But like, I mean, no religion wouldn't tell you to go out and do stuff like that. You feel me? Like to human sacrifice people. You feel me? At least to my knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
honestly,
right.
It's tons of religions out there. So it may be out there. I just don't know about it. But you know,
we got so many zealots out there. You know what I'm saying? People who seek this violence through violence, and you know, because of their zeal for it, their zest for this. You know, they have to have a passion. You got to have a passion to create that much chaos for no means. You got to have a passion for it. You know, it goes beyond what we would consider as evil. This goes way beyond that. You got to have
right.
a passion. It's like me and you. You got a passion for your music. I got a passion for my writing. And it's something
right.
that we cling to on a daily basis, you know.
Right.
Hour after hour, we're working. Even if we're not working physically within our minds, we're working. These
right.
people are doing the same thing with violence and chaos. Even if they're not doing it physically, they're sitting
right.
there dreaming up new ways and new reasons to go out there and commit these atrocities. And that's
right.
the craziness of it. You know, why are you putting that much effort into something so bad, and then you want to make it sound like you're doing it for the better of everybody? Who is this everybody? you know. And exactly. they don't have no answers for all of that. They're doing it, and they just, you know, that's like I saw something else on Facebook where they were saying that there are ISIS members here in the U.S. Why am I not finding that hard to believe?
Well, exactly. Exactly, man. But, you know, I feel like if that's the case, you know what I'm saying, like the day that happened, everybody going to be like all like willy-nilly and be bent out of shape. Like, why you acting surprised? Like you know what I'm saying? Like, with the thing with the chick getting slammed up in, I think, North Carolina, when the girl got slammed, like all this police brutality and all these school shootings. Like I'm not saying that it should be happening. I'm just saying that I'm not surprised with this stuff happening. Like it's just like, oh, for real? And my deepest
right,
sympathy goes out to them. Like it's just another day of life. Like it's just another way, and it shouldn't be like that. Like you shouldn't feel comfortable knowing that like somebody just lost their kid, their brother, their sister, their cousin. You feel me? But it's just like, well, hey, it happened.
Yeah, and what's crazy is, you know, like you said, man, we see a lot of this stuff happening every day. You know,
right?
Tito was just talking about. Oh, what's his name? Trap, you know, dying just, you know, like it's his birthday, I think, today or yesterday or something like that. But, you know, him dying at such a young age, you know.
Right.
We all know people in our neighborhoods, you know, friends, family, you know, people we grew up with, people we went to school with, you know, and they're dying at such a young age, you know, and it's like, when does this stop? You know, it's something that we see so often that people, it's like they want to overlook that, and they need a new avenue to express this. Let's jump on the bandwagon, as you said earlier. Let's jump on the bandwagon and make this happen. Okay, start at home first, folks.
Right.
We got so much going on here. Start at home first. Let's clean up America. Can we do that? Can we clean up America before we try to clean up the rest of the world? But that's not what, you know, we big dogging it so often and so long. We don't know how to do anything else but to police the whole world, and yet we're crumbling right beneath our own feet.
Right.
Right beneath our own feet. You know, you got, you know Lucky, Daniel.
Yeah.
You know, Daniel been working on trying to get this Hispanic gentleman and his family back together because he's been deported. This man has lived here. He has raised his family here. And if I'm not mistaken, if I read things right, he even served in the armed forces here.
Really?
Why,
I know that.
Why did they send this dude back to Mexico? He's an American, even if he doesn't have his papers. The fact that he has put that much time and effort into helping this country to grow, shouldn't he be, I mean, it's almost like it should be a bipartisan, I mean, as many people that come into this country, why is it so much harder for the Mexicans to get in here and make a life? Why is that such a hard thing for the Haitians to get in here and make a life? We're trying to reopen negotiations at our borders to Cuba, and yet Haiti is right there, and we try to keep that closed out.
Right.
Where does that make sense? We have a national watch list of people who should not be able to come into this country. And yet 9/11 happened with several of those people that were on that list.
Right.
And yet
you
got people who are wanting to come here and grow with us that can't get in here. That makes no sense to me.
It's like one of the things, it's like they want you to fall. I don't know, man. Like, see, that's how deep politics get. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really how deep politics get. And I know people be like, they don't really do politics, but I mean, like, you, in order to survive, not saying you have to, but you have to be informed about these kind of things, because this is your life we talking about. You never know, you could wake up tomorrow morning and the country could go in. Not saying it's gonna happen. Well, I ain't gonna say it ain't. Well, you see what I'm saying? Like the country could go into communism just like that. You know what I'm saying? And you're not paying attention. You know what I'm saying?
We need to do something, and it has to start with us, and it has to start with, I'll be honest with you, it has to start with you younger kids, man. You young kids
right.
that are coming up, y'all got to pay attention to what's going on around. Because dudes my age, we done tried. now, to me, I'm just sitting back watching the world as it keeps going. You know, I can do so much, but take us teaching these younger dudes, the ways of the
right.
world. You know, and getting them to open their eyes. And that's where it starts. And we got to get these young kids to open their eyes and see that it's not going to be easy out there.
Right.
And if it was easy, then it's not even worth having. You got to work for it, but it's not going to be easy. And especially if they don't apply themselves.
Right.
You know, we got to get these young kids to start applying themselves, man, to help, help rebuild everything that we're losing. Because we're losing as fast as it's coming in. We're losing it, and it's not getting any better. But we
right.
can make it better. But it's going to take all of us.
And see, that's why I'd be like when it comes to this music thing, like not even with musicians, but just musicians, celebrities in general. I feel like we have a platform to not really change stuff, but impact the world, man. Like you got all these big time celebrities, and who's like well known. Like we can, like I'm not saying it's gonna start with them. But I'm saying, but they can have a voice to use that voice to speak out. You know what I'm saying?
Said the same thing on a number of occasions. I mean, I remember when I was in, I want to say high school. I'm almost sure it was high school, my last couple of years of high school, when Michael Jackson got together and they did the Save the World song. You know, my thing was, hey, that's great. That's cool. I love the idea. You know, let's feed the world. But what about the homeless right here in the U.S.?
Right.
What about the military people coming home and they can't find a job?
Exactly.
What about the number of people that you can go into any city, any town, and see people living on the streets? We're out there trying to clean up the world. That's a great effort. That's a great thing. It works on paper, but shouldn't that paper have started right here in the U.S.?
Right.
How you going to tell everybody else, let's clean up the world, when your own backyard looks like, garbage heap?
Man. And with all that being said, we got this one record called Obsession by the Homies and Usual 2. Shout out to Mike Weasley and Dark Sky. We're going to get into this record because we just had this deep conversation about this politics stuff. Shout out to UT, man. Let's get it.
Sounds good.
Celebrities, females, or the girl in gym class with the ass and the pink nails. We all got obsession, maybe fighting depression daily while always stressing. Take it in as a lesson. Damn, the world is corrupt and the government's got money like they give a fuck. Now they hoping we stuck and they blinding us all. Kids walking to school, weak-minded and fall. I speak minded and all, cause my head's on straight. And these nations drop bombs cause they lead on hate. Because fear is power and right here is our chance to make a fucking difference in the nearest hour. And if we don't, damn, what will the world turn out to be? If we wanna change the world, then why are we focusing on the wrong shit like new polo? We're Nikes in a sweatshirt and this bullshit is really making my motherfucking head hurt. Damn, this is real, dog. The land of the free. Nah, homie, it's more like the land of elite. We spend our lives working jobs to earn cash for rent, mortgage, food, insurance, and your check is spent. But yeah, does that sound free to you? A fucking clear message from me, Red B to you. This shit is real, my dude. Illuminati is fake. Nah, homie, they flaunt the shit right up in your face. Yo, they feed you with obsessions, 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 obsessions trick your mind until they become possessions. Man, what's the world's plan? They feed you with obsessions, obsessions, obsessions trick your mind until they become possessions. Yo, I'ma go back in.
kids, they fuck school, dropping out like it's a trend. Thinking life is just a game and being homeless is pretend. They go to parties every night, getting high up with their friends. They forget about their lives and think the party never ends. But when that bill comes in that you just cannot pay, they put a notice on your door and say you cannot stay. This generation needs some help, let me lead the way out of our stupid little fucking dark hopeless days. Cause man, we can shine bright, we're born stars. And it's crazy how these ladies turn into porn stars. And for some cash and riches, you get to bag some bitches so these ladies can serve their kids on some plastic dishes. Man, some of the realest shit I ever wrote in my life. And I'm hoping you can relate to fucking in life, your past, your demons, and make a change. So fuck it, let's do it. Place your hopes and your cares up above all the bullshit. Throw your arms in the air. Fuck obsessions blinding you from the high in you. All in fire, you light the fire to be the better you. Yo, Hayes, what you got on this shit?
Yo, B. Man, it's the flashy clothes and the cash and hope that the government is using now to trap the whole world. And I don't understand how that can hold a grip unless we're stupid, yet they have control. It's crazy, obsessions control me, obsessions control you. I wake up daily needing me in Newport to pull through. But y'all are stuck on TV shows, comedians with jokes too, claiming that the Matrix is fake. What if I told you it's gripping you right now with a smile on your face? When you get that check and it ain't shit, you're trying to get erased. Cause without the money, nothing matters, life is in a race. But you close-minded fuck are just blinded in the screen. How can't you see it? To me, it don't make any sense at all. You got short attention spans, they just laugh and let you fall. You're obsessed with all this fashion and the people on the TV shows. You wanna be like them, homie, why can't you just see your own path to make it? But you're stuck up in the drug scene, selling dope like you hear on the radio and fuck these bitches like they say, right? Nah, that ain't no real man. A real man sees through the lies and builds himself a real plan. The media distracts you all with tons of false realities. Music that depicts the lives of gangsters throwing cash and green, distract you from the FEMA camps with TV shows we haven't seen in years, and then they play them to distract us from this battle scene. This racial tension is created by the media. Martial law is coming soon. Obsessions have us being stuck in a position to be taken easily. They see the stuff we're doing and they use it to excuse why they've been beating us. We're on a lost path. Our world is slowly crumbling. Everyone, including me, obsessed over the dumbest things. And tons of these things keep us from what we really need to do. I just hope that I can open your eyes and you see the truth. We seem to do everything for the dough. Whether it's selling drugs or a job we hate, we're just broke. And we obsess over the jewelry they flash and he shows. So we spend money on wisely, then we're trapped in a hole. Now our caskets are closed, they've been laughing at this shit. They love that these kids nowadays are lacking in wisdom. They're getting you obsessing and they're grabbing you in quick. I'm trying to help you out, that's why I happily spit this. Open your ears, open your mind to the truth. I once was dumb, but never was as blinded as you. Older generations know this, so they try for the youth, and they accept it, thinking that they'll climb to the roof. And it's crazy to watch how America falls. No one wants to step up and prepare us at all. They all hide behind the shadows like it's scary to talk, and they feed us with obsessions just to bury these thoughts. If we squared up and fought, it'd be an all-out war. What is America having a big fallout for? We're at the point where the police have an obsession with murder. They want to kill us, they beat us just to mess with us first. But if we respond, they kill us. That just left me disturbed, cause they're criminals like we are, but we still don't deserve the abuse of power. Drop all that's blinding us, let's move the towers. We need to gain our rights back, my crew will shoot for hours. We're wasting time by doing nothing through these useful hours, letting our obsessions control us while they're just shooting at us. They feed you with obsessions, 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 obsessions. Obsessions trick your mind until they become possessions. Man, what's the world's plan? They feed you with obsessions. Obsessions. Obsessions trick your mind until...
I know I hate it.
The breakup song. Take five.
I know you're trying to forget. I know I hate it.
Every Saturday.
I know you're trying to forget.
Stupa.
You cry, you look stupid when you mad. My mama say she hates you, I just snuck up on your dad. Fuck your friends and their opinions, fuck you too if you gon' listen. I thought you was something different. Once again, you ain't shit. No, you ain't shit. No,
you ain't no number two, I should've listened. wisdom I was given back when I was living like a pilgrim. A nigga settled too much, I could do better too much, I know. But a fat ass got the boy going dumb. Should've been said I was done, but you crazy, you know what they say. We were pay late, then we stay safe. Papa saying Sue, go get you. I've been ready to slay you all night. Then the day come when the facade is vacant. Never knew you was Akon till the day turn Akon. Lonely and dumb, never knew metaphors could rip my heart. Dig on my heart, give me my shit back. I can forgive that. Bitch, I hope you get fat. Nah, this ain't a diss track. You just getting bodied by a bitter nigga psych. I ain't even bitter, I ain't even have a girl in mind. But I'm writing it all down on scripture. Live by
you
the Bible.
You so ugly when you cry. You look stupid when you mad. My mama say she hates you. I just suck up on your dad. Fuck your friends and their opinions. Fuck you too if you gon' listen. I thought you was something different. Once again, you ain't shit. No, 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 you ain't shit. No, no, no.
I know you're satisfied with me crazy. I know you hit me. I know you do. I know you do. I know you remember me fucking you good too. I keep no commitment. I need to be selfish. But you were too. Yeah, you were too. Bitch, you were too. You were too. You kid, you were too. And you ain't shit. No. And I ain't shit. No. And you ain't shit.
To a new one, but I just gotta reminisce. I used to look at you like you was a goddess. Red heels and lipstick that match your purses and wallets. With all that ass and the cash in the bag, rocking Prada. Give me that stare, girl, while I help you take that top off. Where you're walking got me feeling like you're new to me. Who are me, and if you move the hips, it's cool with me. Now you're distant from my world, and as I write the song, memories of the hate is what makes me write alone. You hate me now, don't care for the fact you hate me now. Don't miss the days when you lay a phone and then lay me down. It's colder on the other side, now you on another's mind. Take it back to 13 in the summertime. I'm moving on to better things, I hate to reminisce. Even though I'm still trapped in the box you left me in. Sometimes I think about my future and you come to mind. But then again you ignore my love for another's line. This ain't the first time you broke my heart and left it shattered in the middle of the road. Where do I start? With the lies, deception. You might remember how I gave my all to you and slept through nights to stress. It's knife to chest, but fuck it, your own news. Thought I would just address it for the next one you blow through. Nowadays I'm dedicated to a new one, ain't lost hope. So where's that man you slumped me for? Thought so. I used to look at you like you was a goddess. Red heels and lipstick that match your purses and wallets. With all that ass and the cash in the bag, rocking Prada. Give me that stare, girl, while I help you take that top off.
It's all good though, you hear me? It's all great. It's all good, you feel me? So that's just how we living, you know what I'm saying? We
we just doing the thing, man, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. That's how we doing it, you know. Shout out to my homie Gerald for calling in, you know what I'm saying? For the ones who don't know, STO brother, you heard me. So that's what it really is, you feel me?